decades.
Well, we'll come on to the biomass plant a little bit later. But Shirley-Ann, what's your take on the last 4 years?
Thank you. Justin, one point, if Dan does have a concern about the planning and how it's affecting the biomass plant, it is actually still a reserved issue to the Westminster Parliament, so he may wish to lobby his colleagues, who are obviously in coalition with the Tories down south, if he wants to see a change in that. I also don't agree that we're taking power away from communities under the SNP government, because one of the first key planks of SNP policy was to build up a concordat with local government where we're actually working in partnership. And that's unprecedented within Scotland, that we recognise the right for local council to make many more decisions than they ever did.
I'm sure there are ways in which we would like to improve things. I mean, for me, the main thing I want to change in the Parliament is the culture of the Parliament, because I think there is a lot of excessive and almost knee-jerk hostility, particularly between Labour and the SNP. And if I'm re-elected, I kind of feel that's one of the things I would like to concentrate on in the next Parliament, because it poisons Scottish politics. And that's really what I would like to see changes. But I think there are some procedural things, fair enough, around question time. I think there's a basic thing.
Hollywood.
I think it's a symptom of some of the individuals, and I use Labour as the example because of Lord Fuchs, who is renowned for being one of the loudest hecklers. He is, I think, not very sadly, departing the Scottish Parliament and retiring, so that we might lose that Westminster boorishness. Now, Malcolm, to be fair to him, also has that Westminster background, but doesn't behave like that, so it is perspectively down to the individuals. It really, that does require, you know, a very, very strict presiding officer to make sure that doesn't happen, because it belittles the chamber, it belittles the actual set piece that is First Minister's questions, but we do need to look at whether actually keep refreshing that place.
Are you saying Alex Ferguson isn't controlling the debates in the chamber?
I think he does an exceptional job under very difficult circumstances sometimes, but when you have individuals who will continuously heckle and heckle and heckle and just not pay any attention to the person who's convening a meeting, then that belittles the institution, and I think that's to the detriment of the individuals that are doing the heckling rather than the institution.
Okay, the next question. With policy U-turns, broken promises, media battles, and everyone aiming for more powers for Holyrood, does it really matter who the voters choose on May the 5th? Okay, start with Malcolm.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly matters, but I mean, I'm not really too displeased that commentators and others have begun to notice that sometimes politicians agree with each other. I mean, the main currency of politics is dividing lines and how parties are different, and politicians always emphasise and exaggerate dividing lines, which is fair enough because the public want to know about the differences. But the reality of politics is that on many issues there is agreement.